on a 56-degree first day of school for most kids this September 1st. And we're asking for your first day of school shout-out this morning on our listener line at 715-396-1670. Let's see if Jason Cans might have one as we start the best 5 minutes of the day.
Well, for me, it's certainly a shout-out for both Ian and Tessa. Mm-hmm. I already said happy first day of school to Ian, and I just got, he kind of looked daggers at me.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that excited. So.
Right. That's the challenge for the teachers, well, right? It seems the young ones might be maybe excited, but, I mean, it kind of can wane potentially.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's 5:30 and dark outside,
yeah.
and kind of the, I don't really want to get up and do this today.
But now,
so,
as long as I've known you, you love learning. You've got, you know, I mean,
yeah.
You worked your way all the way to a doctorate, et cetera. I mean, and so you like, you've got other,
yep.
You know, you became a centurion, Chuck Colson and all that. So was that always the case, or when did that awaken in you?
Always. I loved going to school. First day of school was like a holiday for me, and I remember one year I had gotten a spider bite or some sort of infection, and the doctor didn't want me to go to school on the first day, and it was crushing to me. Because I just always loved being there. You know, I was the perfect attendance kid, and I could not think of a better place to be than in school most of the time. So
in your youth,
and that continues to now. So
you almost became Spider-Man, is what you're telling me?
Yes, I was really hoping that it was going to turn into Spider-Man, but it never went that. I never developed a Spidey sense at all.
Huh. So. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I wanted to pick up with something from yesterday, and that was, you know, we were talking about becoming love. And I think, you know, hopefully people can embrace that. And we quoted from 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. But, you know, the next puzzle piece connected to that is three words, relationship, relationship, relationship. Actually, one word three times. But it just seems like that's where it practically plays out. And, boy, you talk about job problems. They say 95% of the time when people lose a job, it's more for relationship than the technical know-how. I mean, to me, that's what I'm saying is love. And then that's where even opining, we talk about social media opinions. I mean, whether it's in person or otherwise, thinking about that other person, right? I mean, you can say becoming love, but it's not like played out in the middle of a field somewhere. Like you have to go practically, you know, love that image bearer of God right in front of you.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I think that the reality is sometimes we can be somewhat inconsiderate with others' personhood. And I think that's especially true on social media. You know, I think we sometimes forget that the person on the other side of the screen has feelings and opinions. And I'm as guilty of that as anyone, I think. And as I was saying yesterday, certain things don't transfer well. Things like sarcasm, and that sort of thing often don't transfer well over social media, and then it ends up with hurt feelings and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for me, that's something I really try to keep in front of my eyes, is whoever I'm interacting with is an image bearer, and they've come to their thoughts and feelings and emotions you know, through a life lived just as I have, and to try and love them in the space where they're at, even if we might disagree.
One of the tricky, I mean, there's so many arenas for that, right? I mean, in terms of marriage and parenting and on the job, those are in the church. But one of those is in terms of multiple kids. You mentioned Ian and Tessa. I mean, they're both very different. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just a son and a daughter, but in just so many ways. And one of the cries that can often be is that's not fair, or you love him more than you love me. Those, you know, is almost like loving multiple people well, you know, if you want to go to the advanced class.
Yeah, you know, when I think about that, the love of God is infinite and mine is not. And I do this imperfectly, you know, so having raised or in the process of raising three children, they all respond differently, right? I mean, they all they all have different makeups. Like, I can't respond to Grace and Ian and Tess all in the same way. And so for me, it's learning who they are as people and trying to love them where they are. And that can be a challenge at times.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very good. All right, well, let's see. I thought this was an appropriate way to end this segment. It's the theme from the 1967 Spider-Man TV show. What might have been, you might have been swinging from skyscrapers, but just not to be.
Not to be. And I'm not going to go out and try it.
Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes a Spider-Man. Susan has arrived. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. I love this teacher shout-out idea.
Yeah, yeah. We have one taker so far, so you got to start somewhere. Proverbs says, do not despise the day of small beginnings. And so,
I love that.
Welcome. I guess if you count Jason and me, that would be three. So, anyhow, do you want to do one?
Well, most of my teachers, since I am elderly, most of my...
You are a youthful and spry 59.
That's because my daughter works for a dermatologist and I have lots of anti-aging serum samples.
We talked about the word spry yesterday because they use it. Cody's dad turned 62.
Cody, bless your heart. You did a shout out to your dad, age 62, uh-huh. 3 years older than I am. And you said he's still spry. And I'm like, okay, right there, using the adjective spry.
Yeah, right. You don't say that for a 30-year-old.
How do you tell someone
right?
they're old without telling them they're old?
Yeah, right.
Also, she's still really with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, Cody, that was beautiful. My kids could take a lesson from you on your kind message.
I think I interrupted you, though, with the first day of school. Shout out to anybody.
Oh,
your kids
right.
are all out of school.
Well, I had a fifth grade teacher, Mr. Hanneman, and he said, I knew you'd pick that book because you love history, Susie. And I'm like, I do love history.
Huh.
He told me things that he had observed
nice.
That I
yeah.
didn't even know.
Yeah,
and
that's
that helped
great.
Me. How about you?
I give a shout out to Michael and Elena as they start school, sophomore and a junior at Eau Claire North. Love them and praying for them this morning. And I want to give a shout out to Todd Lenz.
yes.
We both know him. I love Todd, respect him to the nth degree. And, respect his commitment to doing the very best he can at his craft. So if you have Todd Lenz at Altoona High School for science, you're fortunate.
Yes.
So there you go.
Fun fact.
Uh-huh.
My son Ian, who's 6'4",
uh-huh.
has played one-on-one basketball with Todd Lenz, or 3-on-3. Todd is quite the competitor and usually wins.
He's a sharpshooter. He's a sharpshooter. An alum of Superior High School, actually.
Oh, really?
It is the month of September. It is the ninth month of the year, and it is back to school for many, many kids today. And so we've got the invitation for a special back to school shout out for teachers or students, what have you. Activate the listener line. It's all yours at 396-1670.
We know you may be struggling just to get out the door right now,
yeah.
but it'll stay open all throughout the show.
I know. It was yet another one. But some of the things that September is, we kind of work our way around, it is Baby Safety Month.
Oh, it's also Backpack Safety Month.
September is Be Kind to Editors and Writers Month.
Okay.
It is the month for good manners.
I love that. Fall Hat Month.
Mm-hmm. It's also, this is very specific, Hug a Texas Chef Month. If you enjoy that
probably
good old Texas barbecue.
Probably a barbecue chef. Yep,
this
probably.
Is a good a big month hug. To develop your international people skills.
Interesting. Library Card Sign Up Month.
I'm all about this. It's National Biscuit Month. Add a little Avenue Orchard jam and some butter, or maybe some biscuits and gravy. You bet.
That sounds terrific. Maybe some chicken, too, since it's National Chicken Month.
It is. And National Coupon Month.
I'm all about that. National Honey Month as well. Go back to the biscuits with the butter.
This is the month to celebrate mushrooms.
Yum. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like them. Mm. I love them.
They're very good.
Yep. National Piano Month.
National Potato Month.
Uh-huh. Rice has its own month, and this is it.
We're going high on the carbs and starches.
Yes, yeah.
And this is a no-brainer, National School Success Month.
It's National Sewing Month in September.
What is this next word? I don't even know.
Velociraptor?
Yeah.
Like birds?
Jurassic Park, like... Okay. Yeah, watch out for the raptors.
Be aware.
This is the month to be aware of them.
Yep. Yeah, I am aware of velociraptors.
It's also Southern Gospel Music Month.
It's Update Your Resume Month as well.
I get to say it is Happy Cat Month.
You all enjoy that in the best way you know how. Hey, again, we've opened up the listener line at 715-396-1670 for your back-to-school shout-outs for your kids, for grandkids, for teachers, staff. Here's one from Eau Claire.
Hi, this is Phil from Eau Claire. I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom, Norma, who was a special ed teacher for 30 years and who helped me get started in my education as well, and also was just a great help to a lot of struggling students, again, as a special ed teacher, and to my sister, Paula, who was an art teacher for 25 years, too. So shout out to both of them and for all the teachers out there who are building into the next generation.
Next, in keeping with our Wednesday morning tradition, guys, it's Pet Peeves Put to Music. So again, they've been on summer hiatus. We've been doing some reruns. This one's actually going back 4 years, according to the date that I put on it.
You were just 30 at the time.
Yes.
And so
it's probably not very good.
You've been doing these. No, they're fine. You've been doing these Pet Peeve Put to Music. You took a bit of a break for a couple of years, and we brought it back, and I'm glad we did. But as we take a break this summer, it's fun to go back. And since it is the first day of school for most kids, this song seems appropriate.
School frenzy, it started in July. Lost my summer in Walmart trying to find supplies. Did I pick up the right folders? Is Pokemon still cool? How many notebooks do they need? Oh, I got wide ruled. Why do none of your clothes fit anymore? Would Dave Ramsey approve taking out a loan for a graphing calculator? Now the day's upon us, my kids are up and dressed. It took some threats and begging and a FEMA-worthy mess. But now they're on that bus ride with erasers and glue sticks. I can finally get some work done. Let's just see what's on Netflix. See what's on Netflix. Untold Stories of the ER.
That's very good. Very creative.
So good.
A pet peeve put to music for your first day of school for many of you.
Wow, romantic music. Okay, guys, I know you listeners all have extremely happy marriages. Mine, it has its little bumps in the road. So I was delighted to find this article, Do These Six Things for a Happier Marriage. I'm all about it.
What a way to start the school year.
Let's get started. Yeah. Number one, eat meals together daily. It may not be possible to do this each day, okay? So right away they say, okay, we know that's a big ask. Uh-huh. But if you strive to eat 5 meals a week together, you'll probably find you're sitting down at the table together most nights. Turn off the TV and phones and tune into your partner. I like it.
Yeah, and realistically, I'd say start with 1 meal a week together and see if you can build on that.
That's right. So, how about Sunday lunch?
Baby steps.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it.
Number two, yeah, baby steps for sure. Number two, set aside at least 30 minutes each day to sharpen your communication skills. In 7 Habits for Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey advises us to seek first to understand, then to be understood. He also talks about in that book, empathetic listening, which is, yeah, work on that this school year. That sounds like good advice.
Okay.
Again, this is a list of 6 things to aid and abet your marriage here on the Wib Wake Up Show. How about adopting a weekly time to discuss a positive vision for your relationship? That sounds like really heady, right?
Right.
But this will help you feel connected and develop a clear picture of where you're heading. And I have to say, as you're raising children, especially, I mean, I've got younger children too. It seems like so many times the focus is on the kids, the kids, the kids. Mm-hmm. What do they need? And you know what? I will say that I think the most positive thing that you can do for your kids, I'll talk to the husbands, love your wife well. Mm-hmm. Model that in front of your children.
As we were, this is true life, yesterday, as we were facing some challenges with our kids, I kissed my wife and said, well, they say ours is the most important relationship. So there
right?
you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are killing it.
It's a true story.
Okay. So once you have that vision, which our vision is, let's make sure we still like each other. Write down your shared vision and prioritize. Now, that's really good because, like you said, when you have lots of kids or you just have to say, okay, what is it we like to do together? Let's do that once in a while just to keep the connection alive.
Yeah, number 5, Take a month-long vacation to Hawaii. No, it doesn't say that. It says find time for physical exercise and excitement each day.
And one more. Oh, go ahead.
Or I'll try to power walk around the neighborhood. And that's good. Walking the dog together, I think, would be a great
idea. Phil says that to people. Just take a walk together.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And then one more. Hug it out. Find ways to show physical affection, too. So, again, sometimes, too, maybe their love language is physical touch, too. Mm-hmm. So, remember that. But how often do you hug your spouse? I mean, spouse and children as well, too. But hug it out. Hug
it
out, bro.
Do it more.
Yeah, they say especially the benefits, if the longer hugs, like 20 seconds or longer, is like major benefits.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You know how I know how to stop hugging someone? They start patting me on the back. Okay. All right. That's enough.
Here's Jamie Kimmett.
Bye-bye. As your body grows bigger, your mind must flower. It's great to learn, because knowledge is power. It's Schoolhouse Rocking, the chip
off the block. There you go. First day of school.
Woo!
It might be a good exercise today. Just kind of reflect back on your schooling journey, what schools you've been at. See if your mind can recall what were the names of your teachers if you were through the public school system like yours truly. I started off at 66th Street Elementary School in the great city of Milwaukee through second grade when Mrs. Osterman was my teacher. Then we moved to Wauwatosa. Glad we did. And so for third grade, Miss Bernardo, I won't name all the teachers, but from Lincoln Elementary to Longfellow for seventh through ninth grade, and then Wauwatosa East for 10th through 12th, off to Eau Claire then as an 18-year-old, turned 18 the day after I graduated.
Wow.
And so wouldn't have minded going to school a year later, but we tried to follow that with our kids. Anyhow, UW-Eau Claire, then to the tech, got a marketing degree, back to Eau Claire, got the broadcast journalism.
And it worked out for you.
There you go. A lot of years here.
How about you, Caleb?
Homeschool, K through 12. So, yeah, all the way through. My mom and dad were my teachers, mom principally. And, again, wouldn't trade that for the world. But I did take driver's ed at Rice Lake High School. So
okay.
I guess there was a little experience there, too. And then after that, University of Wisconsin-Barron County, which no longer exists. It was now part of UW-Eau Claire, the Barron County extension there. But I went there for a year to save some money. And then went on to Cedarville University for three years to get my degree, my bachelor's in electronic media communication. And
worked out.
Well, yeah, not really thanks to them, but it was really expensive. But yeah, we came here and then scuffled around a little bit and found a job and working hard ever since. Uh-huh. So.
And I took the road less traveled by. Graduated Memorial High School, 1980. I thought I knew it all. Became a waitress. And then I thought, this is really a hard way to make a living. But, you know, long story short, I became an RN, and that was great. But I was just thinking about when we moved from Milwaukee to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and where I went to school. So I show up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Central Junior High, my first day, in a maroon jumper from JCPenney, knee socks and shoes. I get there. Every girl is wearing jeans or cords with a big comb in their back pocket. I somehow made it through the day, and I said to Mom, we have got to go get me some jeans. She's like, you can't wear pants to school. I'm like, yes, I can. And that was the beginning of fitting in. Mm. I'm still trying.
The styles just change so much every year, too. And I can't believe that you can remember what you wore.
Oh, yeah. Go to County Seat, get some powder blue cords or bootcut Levi's. That's how it is. Or Adidas t-shirt.
Wow.
I wish I had those still.
Yeah. At some point.
They're antiques.
At some point, we're going to talk about like 80s and 90s fashion here on the show, too. And how things have changed. And then the more that they change, the more they stay the same, right? As everything's kind of cyclical. So
I think we have a baggy pants pet peeve song waiting in the wings for future Wednesday, too.
Indeed.
So school is good. That's the upshot. Yay,
learn,
school.
Learn, kids. Learn.